Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
And we're joined now by Áine and Ciara, who are the kind of the B Meisters, really. Good morning to you both, and thanks for coming in again. So here we go. This is it then, the final search today. So what can we expect today, Ciara?
Well, we're here in the Easton store in Patrick Street in Cork, so it's a bit different today. It's quite exciting to be in the shop and being looked at by everyone. But the kids are really excited. We've got six kids over there and they're really looking forward to it, so they're going to have a great competition.
Yeah, do you think with the looking at the kids and meeting them earlier on, there's nervousness?
Yeah,
as always,
full of personality, Áine. Though. It's so nice. And they're making friends with one another as well, which is so nice.
It's lovely,
Yeah, no, they're great. They're
So what kind do you have the info on so it's essentially it's Munster, and they're all going to be representing from the various counties of Munster.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And we already spoke to our friend from Waterford this morning, Sarah, wasn't it? The little girl who did the I Know Stuff was here this morning.
Oh, the
so,
quiz, yeah.
Yes, she was our Waterford, I was going to say Waterford Rose. I'm mixing up my competitions here. We have Michael from Tipperary, obviously, and then we have Ben is in Limerick, and Saoirse is from Kerry, and Connor's from Cork, and Stephen's from Clare, and Sarah's from Waterford. That's whose sister it was. So it's busy. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we'll have a winner then today, which means what happens after today, Áine?
It means the four provincial finalists will go to Dublin on Friday to represent their provinces for the All-Ireland final. So we'll have our grand
champion
winner on Friday.
Well, if you guys, you were there last year. Were you there last
year?
No, I wasn't there last year.
No.
If you think this has been tense, wait till you get to the final.
I know.
Can't imagine. No, I can't even imagine.
It's only going to be four of them, so it's going to be really intense.
It's really intense. Think of your leaving cert, maths paper 2.
I'd rather not.
Multiply it by 15, and then think of your the night of your debs where, let's say, you got stood up. That's what it's like. That's what it's
Come
like.
Come on, Ryan, that would never happen.
No, that didn't
now.
Happen.
Not to you, maybe.
Not to
Let me tell you my story. Is there a violin? Okay, well, look, I don't want to keep our friends waiting too much longer because the pain of it is just too intense. Mm-hmm. But thanks for that this morning, Áine and Ciara, as always. Good to see you.
Thank you
for travelling on the highways and byways with us. But we're on the final run now, and we're going to make it all the way to Montrosia, the planet that no one understands. And we'll be there on Friday with our finalists, and then we will have the Easton Spelling Bee 2015. And of course, a programme is being made by Gary and Emmett and the gang, which has been following us around all tournament. So I think around Christmas time or thereabout, there's an hour-long documentary about the Spelling Bee, which we'll tell you about another time, which is quite nice because you get a sense of the drama, as we did when they did it last year as well. So that's good. Just to remind you, over 1,000 schools took part in the Easton Spelling Bee this year, so it's been massive. And the overall winner will get a school book library to the value of €7,500, and they'll get an Easton gift card to the value of €500 to keep for themselves. So that's quite nice. But then the other three runners-up do not go away empty-handed either, because they will also win school book and a library to the value of €3,000 and then a gift card of €250 each. So it's a very lovely prize. No one will leave with a big, sad, long face. And if they do, they shouldn't.